This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Art Preserve in Sheboygan officially opened Saturday after being delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. An annex of the John Michael Kohler Arts Center, the museum will make history as the first ever dedicated to artist-built environments. Megan Hart has more.
On the museum's first floor, there's an enclosed section dedicated to the Milwaukee County artist Eugene von Brinkenhain. It's 1,600 square feet, but it feels smaller.
And this is the actual footprint of his house. It's not the layout, but it is the size to kind of give people a sense of how dense they must have been living.
It's filled with towering display cases full of his colorful creations. Curator Laura Bickford says von Brinkenhain made profusely, painting, writing, and photographing his wife, Marie.
He dug clay from his yard and made crowns and vessels that he would fire in his oven.
Back in April, many of his works were already in place, but there were still a couple of empty spots. They were waiting on von Brinkenhain's towers, made from poultry bones and model airplane glue. Some are several feet tall, and moving them is no easy task. In fact, it highlights one of Art Preserve's central themes. How do we conserve and display works that were never meant for museums? In a way, the story of Art Preserve starts with von Brinkenhain. Ruth Kohler, former director of the John Michael Kohler Art Center, visited his home in West Allis after he died in 1983.
She instantly sort of realized, like, we can't just have one painting. Like, no one will understand the kind of breadth and depth of his world. And so the first acquisition the Art Center made was about 6,000 objects that came out of his house.
Art Preserve isn't just for outsider art. The museum doesn't even use the term. In fact, its collection includes some real art world insiders, like Stella Waitzkin, who studied with William de Kooning and lived in the Chelsea Hotel, a residential hotel that was home to many prominent New York City artists in the second half of the 20th century. She cast hundreds of books in resin, a metaphor on knowledge.
And she called her apartment Details of a Lost Library.
Now they sparkle like gems at Art Preserve. For Sam Gatmeyer, executive director of the Art Center, it's intention that sets artist-built environments apart. They're meant to be experienced as a whole.
You know, I think about it in contrast to sort of the norm, which is artists that create serial one-off pieces, right? I make a painting, I sell it. I make another painting, I sell it.
One of Wisconsin's most famous artist-built environments is Fred Smith's Concrete Sculpture Park up in Phillips. He also owned a bar where he sold Rhinelander shorties. Instead of a ticket counter, the first thing museum-goers encounter is a space set up to evoke his establishment.
These kind of reliefs up there were once behind his bar. We kind of use photos at the bar to kind of recreate it, and we're working with a Milwaukee-based artist named John Riepenhoff to brew a Fred Smith lager.
You can still visit Smith's Park and Bar in Phillips, but it's not always possible to preserve artist-built environments where they stand. That's where Art Preserve comes in. Ultimately, its collection celebrates the impulse to create. Gatmeyer envisions a Venn diagram when considering its place in the art world.
For example, most of the artists at the Art Preserve are self-taught, but not all of them are. So one circle we intersect with is self-taught artists, and of course with the institutions like Intuit in Chicago and the Folk Art Museum in New York.
But no other museum places such a focus on artist-built environments. Art Preserve also overlaps with institutions like the Museum of Wisconsin Art that use visible storage to display their collection. Everything is out in the open. The museum is free to visit, and there's plenty to explore on its three floors. But Bickford always ends her tours in the same spot, Emery Blagden's healing machine. The Nebraska artist spent his life investigating Earth's electromagnetism. He filled his shed with sparkling mobiles made from everyday objects like wire, Christmas lights, and bows from the local pharmacy. Blagden called them his pretties.
We call it an artist-built environment. It could equally be a science experiment, like it is a huge sculpture. Maybe it's a machine.
In the end, she says the power is not in the words we use to describe artist-built environments. Rather, it's in the way they bend genres and make us reconsider what constitutes art. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.